Good Evening and Happy Earth Day, where the reminders to recycle are strong, and the guilt about that one plastic water bottle is just a little stronger. Thanks for joining us for Eastern Sierra Now. Tonight, we've got a little bit of everything. Local students adding another win to the scoreboard, updates on resources for regional agriculture, a look at upcoming community events, and a few ways residents can pitch in, including one that involves finally getting those old tires out of your yard. This broadcast is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery, keeping the Eastern Sierra well-fed and well-caffeinated. Let's get started. Eastern Sierra Now is reintroducing a series focused on local elections. Just a minute. The format is simple. Candidates are given 1 minute to respond to the same questions, offering viewers a direct look at where they stand, without interruption. This next round of episodes focuses on candidates for the Inyo County District Supervisors. Each candidate answers within the same time limit, providing a consistent format for comparison. The goal is to give voters clear, concise insight as election season approaches.
I'm running because I have a heart to serve the people of Inyo County and District 3. And you touched on it. It is a very diverse group of people, and I want to serve everyone in our district.
I feel like I have a skill set that I can bring to the county to advance the county in that way. And also as a husband, a father, and raising a family here in the Owens Valley, I have a vested interest in the well-being and the future of Inyo County. And I believe that this is the right time.
So I've spent upwards of 35 years on the other side of the dais, and I've seen politicians come and go, some good, some not so good. I think I'd like an opportunity on that side of the dais, and I think I can do a pretty good job, and I kind of know what makes a good supervisor and what doesn't.
I originally ran as District 1 supervisor because I thought that I'm uniquely positioned to be the voice of the people that I represent. I have grown up here. I raised a family here. My husband is from here, and it gives me a really unique perspective on the needs and challenges of Inyo County.
If you liked what you saw and want to learn more, visit our YouTube channel to watch the full videos. The Bishop Union High School junior varsity mathletes have placed first in the league, finishing a strong season for the team. The team secured first in the league with a total of 116 points for the season, followed by second place winner Silver Valley, which finished with 94 points. Additionally, 5 out of the top 10 mathletes in the league come from BUHS, including Banyan Fulkerson, Talika Deb, Eddie Chavez, Liam Livingston, and Santi Lopez. The final competition was hosted by Desert, although Bishop had to compete from home due to snowfall. Bishop placed first in the competition, tied with Silver Valley with 20 points each. Students competed against increasingly difficult problems, including topics ranging from quadratic and cubic equations to geometry and systems of equations. So safe to say, this achievement is nothing short of impressive. Congratulations to the JV mathletes. Mono County has been designated as a contiguous disaster area by the U.S. Department of Agriculture due to ongoing drought conditions affecting the region. The designation follows a federal disaster declaration issued April 6, identifying several California counties as primary disaster areas. As a result, agricultural producers in Mono County may now apply for emergency loan assistance through the USDA's Farm Service Agency. The drought event began October 1, 2025, meeting federal thresholds for severe to exceptional drought during the growing season. Eligible applicants have 8 months from April 6 to apply, with a deadline of December 7, 2026. Loan funds may be used to restore property, cover production costs, refinance certain debts, and support essential living expenses. Officials say they are working with local and federal partners to ensure affected producers are aware of available resources.
If you've been in Bishop for more than 10 minutes, you already know that Great Basin Bakery is basically a local landmark. Fresh breads, cookies, and it can turn any bad day around. And sandwiches that make your lunch feel like a small holiday. And here's the inside scoop. If you're headed towards the brand new Marshall's store, don't miss Great Basin's outlet store right nearby. Perfect for stocking up before your next Eastern Sierra adventure. Or let's be honest, the drive home. Great Basin Bakery, where local flavor meets unbeatable freshness. And now, dangerously close to your shopping cart.
The City of Bishop has announced Foodie Fiesta 2026. This event marks the beginning of spring for many, offering a variety of local favorites, live music, and great vibes. The event is scheduled for this Friday, April 24th, on Church Street, from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Participating businesses include the Coach Whip Cafe, Amigos Cloud Ripper, and the Rolling Chef. Don't miss this spring kickoff event. A free tire disposal event will be held this weekend at local landfills across Inyo County. The Bishop and Lone Pine landfills will be open on April 25th and 26th. The Big Pine Transfer Station will be open on the 25th. And the Independence landfill will be open on the 26th from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. each day. The event allows residents to dispose of tires at no cost as part of an effort to encourage proper waste management and reduce environmental impacts. Participants are allowed to dispose of up to 9 passenger or truck tires without rims. Tire dealers are not eligible to participate in the disposal event. Residents are encouraged to take advantage of the event while it is available. The Central California Animal Disaster Team has announced a volunteer recruitment and training event scheduled for Saturday, May 2nd. The event will take place at the Kerr McGee Community Center in Ridgecrest from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and there is no cost to attend. Organizers say volunteers are needed to assist with animal evacuation and emergency sheltering during disasters. Participants must register by April 28th through the organization's website. The nonprofit, based in Fresno, has responded to dozens of wildfires and other emergencies over the past decade, helping provide shelter and care for evacuated animals.
Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events.
Now for your local sports report, brought to you by Copper Top BBQ. Serving up slow-smoked barbecue and classic sides. Learn more at coppertopbbq.com. It was a strong stretch for Bishop Bronco Athletics, with multiple decisive wins across baseball and softball. Starting on the baseball diamond, the Broncos delivered a dominant performance against Barron, winning 14-2. Bishop collected 17 hits in the game, highlighted by a 3-run home run from senior Will Kemp. On the mound, Kemp also pitched 4 scoreless innings in relief, recording 9 strikeouts. The Broncos carried that momentum into another league matchup, defeating Kern Valley 11-1. The win came at home and marked another solid outing for Bishop as they continue league play. On the softball side, Bishop's varsity team secured an 11-5 win over Kern Valley in a full 7-inning game, continuing their success in league competition. And at the JV level, the Broncos also came out on top, defeating Kern Valley 12-2. The win served as a bounce-back performance and added another league victory for the program. Overall, it was a productive run for Bishop Athletics, with both baseball and softball teams contributing to a series of strong results.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor. And that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Over at Mammoth Mountain, the storm cycle delivered in a big way. The mountain picked up between 12 and 16 inches of fresh powder in the last 24 hours, bringing the base depth to 41 inches of powder. As of this morning, 101 trails are open, along with 4 terrain parks. Lift operations are ramping up, with 12 lifts currently running. Skiers and riders should be prepared for brisk conditions, with cold temperatures and wind making it feel even colder on the mountain. Crews are actively working to dig out terrain and complete avalanche mitigation efforts, which means additional terrain may open as the day progresses. Visitors are asked to remain patient while work continues. All uphill routes remain closed until further notice. For those heading up, it's a powder day, but one that comes with a reminder to dress warm and expect changing conditions as operations expand. Let's take a look at your midweek forecast for the Eastern Sierra. Starting down in Bishop, expect mostly cool and dry conditions today, with daytime highs in the mid-60s and chilly overnight lows dropping into the mid-30s. Light winds throughout the day. Tomorrow brings a slight warm-up, with highs climbing a few degrees into the low 70s. Skies remain mostly clear, and overnight lows stay cool in the low 40s. And on Friday, we're continuing that gradual warming trend, with highs approaching the low 70s. Conditions remain dry with light winds and cool overnight temperatures. Now heading up the hill to Mammoth Lakes. Cold and unsettled conditions following recent snowfall today. Highs near the upper 30s, with overnight lows dipping well below freezing. Breezy at times. Tomorrow, expect clearing skies, but still cold. Highs in the low 50s, overnight lows dropping into the mid-20s. Expect calmer winds compared to today. And Friday brings a slight warm-up heading into the weekend, with highs pushing toward the upper 40s. Overnight lows remain below freezing, with generally dry conditions. Overall, a classic spring pattern for the Eastern Sierra, milder down in Bishop, while winter conditions hold on in Mammoth Lakes. That's a look at your news for today. Before we go, don't forget to take part in our Epic Eats poll and let your voice be heard on the best bites around the Eastern Sierra. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a story. On this Earth Day, it's a good reminder that small actions add up, whether it's staying informed, supporting local, or yes, finally recycling that pile you've been meaning to get to. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.